This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR, and this is Focus on the Flathead, brought to you by our good friends at Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry and Three Rivers Bank of Montana. And don't forget the Focus on the Flathead archives, always available at KJJR.com. And in the studio today, it is Josh Kroll. He is Vice President of Marketing at Parkside Credit Union, the voice of Parkside. Josh, welcome back to the studio.
Hey, thanks a lot, Ross. It's great to be here. I always enjoy talking with you.
Yes, definitely. And we're talking about something very fun, very unique coming to the Flathead Valley. In fact, Whitefish specifically. It is the Whitefish Songwriter Festival.
Yes.
And Parkside is pretty darn involved in this thing.
Well, you know, these new events that come to our valley, we have to support them, whether it's a local business or the residents attending. You know, if we want to see these things, if we want to see more and more arts and culture, then we got to get out and support it. And Parkside's standing behind this one.
So true. And hey, before we get into the nuts and bolts of this and give some dates and how you are involved, we want to know more about you because people hear you on the radio, but what do you do in your spare time? And I know you have youngsters and tell us about yourself a little bit.
Yeah, sure. Thanks. Yeah, I've been at Parkside 12 years and that's how long my wife and I have been in the valley. We've got two young sons and like most, you know, like to get outside and recreate, whether it's in the park or otherwise, just anything and everything. So it's been difficult, obviously, this summer with the smoke and various, you know, limitations. But boy, it's clear now and we're feeling good and we're getting outside.
And what people may not know about you is you're a singer and a songwriter yourself.
I am. I have been and sort of revived that recently. But thanks to Be Broadcasting, things like Flathead's Got Talent, you know, people, songwriter is somebody that sort of sits behind the scenes,
right,
and comes out of the woodwork, you know, when the creative outlet is presented. And thanks a lot to Be Broadcasting, places like, you know, or this event to get those people out and involved.
Well, I was impressed. I just got to say that. Your songwriting was great and singing was great too.
So
let's talk about it. The Songwriter Festival, by the way, this is coming in September 16th through the 18th. Three big days, several locations downtown Whitefish and several events within the event. And you are involved in it. Can you tell us your level of involvement?
Sure. Yeah, certainly. We're behind the project financially, of course. You know, we're in Whitefish. That's where we started to serve the railroad back in 1965. And so we're ingrained in the Whitefish community, Flathead Valley and Missoula as well. But this is very important and we're behind it financially. We're also going to have some people there, hopefully helping out, which is what we're going to call for here today. And we're just excited to get this off of the ground.
You know, these songwriter festivals are something that have become really big across the country and little towns across Montana. Red Lodge is involved in creating this one for Whitefish. And the way this works is they bring in these songwriters from all over the place, professional, brand new at the business, all coming together. And what I love about this is they tell the stories behind the songs, much like you did at Flathead's Got Talent Songwriting Competition. And I think the stories are as important as the songs. What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what it's all about. Yeah, we were at Casey's, you know, earlier this year. Casey's one of the venues for this event too, so check it out. But yeah, it's more than performance. It is behind the music. It is understanding where the ideas, the concepts come from and the people behind those songs. A lot of times you wouldn't even know it, who wrote the song that you're listening to. You know, it's not always the performer. So these people are stars. They're just behind the scenes.
Yeah, which is kind of unfortunate because some of them are really good singers as well.
Absolutely. They generally, yeah, start out by performing their own songs and then, you know, somebody picks it up. But it's a neat process.
Okay, so as far as you're concerned, I mean, we have things to talk about, like a scholarship. There is this big masterclass with these songwriters, and they're offering scholarships on some levels, and you're involved in that as well.
Absolutely, yes. We specifically, the masterclass for amateur songwriters, local. I mean, this is a class that's limited to 20 people. It's 2 days, a couple of hours each day there in September. And, you know, we want that class full. We know the songwriters are out there. So Parkside has stepped up to offer $100 for everybody that wants to participate.
Well, I've been hearing rumors that even the top of the list, like the Costas and the Even Stevens and guys like that, they may be stopping in these master classes just to say hello and give a few tips.
Yes, yes. That's kind of the, you know, that's the appeal. You get to sit down and discuss your songs and bring things that you're working on and bounce ideas off each other and then hear from the professionals.
Well, we're hoping, too, in the long run, that this becomes an annual event here in the Flathead, much like the big concert we had here this summer, Under the Big Sky.
Yes, yes. this should be. You know, this is something new and exciting. It's innovative. And it works elsewhere, and why not us? You know, why not Whitefish?
Yeah. So as an artist yourself, but also heavily involved in marketing, what do you think people love most about this kind of an event?
I think it's the personal connection, you know, and these, there are going to be some performances at a place like Casey's, but they're also going to be smaller, intimate performances at a coffee shop or other places right downtown Whitefish, where I'm, you know, 10 feet from the person who wrote a hit song that you hear, you know, on the radio. And so I think it's the intimate setting. I think it's having that conversation, having that back and forth with these people who wrote these songs.
Well, it is coming up September 16th through the 18th, the Whitefish Songwriter Festival. We're going to be talking more about, give you the schedules and what it costs to get in, all those fun things. It is Josh Kroll. He's the VP of Marketing at Parkside Credit Union. We'll be back with more Focus on the Flathead in just a minute right here on KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh yes, that's our Plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. It's Ross Drouser on Focus on the Flathead. My special guest in part two of the show today is Josh Kroll, Vice President of Marketing at Parkside Credit Union, with locations across the Flathead and beyond.
That's right.
Missoula.
That's
right. I mean, where else?
That's right. Well, it's Flathead and Missoula, the only credit union with branches in both Missoula and the Flathead. So, yeah, we're enjoying serving, you know, all of Western Montana here.
I'll tell you, my kids sure appreciated that when they lived in Missoula going to U of M.
There you go. School's starting up. Yep. Think about that.
Hey, we're talking about the Whitefish Songwriter Festival. The dates, by the way, three big days, and you can't miss this, 16th through the 18th, locations in downtown Whitefish. Let's talk about it a little bit. Maybe a little description of the week. Do you have that for us, Josh?
Yeah, I've got a couple things here. You know, as Ross said, it's 3 days. We got 30 live performances, 24 different songwriters, 8 downtown venues, September 16th through the 18th. It's going to be a kind of an action-packed weekend, a lot going on. Try to keep up.
And by the way, it doesn't cost a lot to get into this whole thing.
No, you get all access passes as low as $75. And we really should mention the volunteer opportunities. You know, this takes people to put this on. And if you volunteer, there are some benefits.
Yeah, like what, discounts or free tickets?
Yep. You get to go to certain performances. The Saturday night hit songwriters performance, I think, is free of charge. Get a little t-shirt and, of course, just feel good about, you know, helping to make this happen.
And by the way, I just want to say thank you to Parkside, because things like this, they just don't happen without sponsors. And you guys have come on board again, something very down home, something community oriented. You're always good for that. I mean, thank you again for stepping out and doing this for this program.
Yeah, we appreciate that, Ross. And there are a lot of other businesses stepping up, too. I know I have to mention it, there's a free concert, I believe, at Depot Park that was sponsored by Glacier Bank. So we got a lot of local businesses that are stepping up.
Well, you threw out the competition.
Well, you know, it's for the community.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so your involvement in this, you're offering scholarships. And how can people get a hold of you about that?
Yeah, great. In fact, we'd like to be, we're not in the spotlight. It's more the songwriter. So you can go to whitefishsongwriterfestival.org. And every songwriter that signs up for that master class, we're going to offer a $100 scholarship. So the class is limited to 20 people. So there are a few spots left. So get out there and sign up. Scholarships offered to everybody that participates in that amateur songwriter masterclass.
You know, the masterclass, when I think of masterclass in songwriting, it's one of those things where you actually learn how to write and you actually learn how to become a better songwriter. My daughter is doing this in Nashville with songwriters, and it has taken her to a whole new level just to get those tips.
Yeah, songwriting often, I think, can be an individual pursuit, you know, but it's come out of isolation. You bounce ideas off of other people, allow others to speak into what you're creating, and yeah, the product can be unbelievable.
And let's talk about some of the names involved too, like Even Stevens, Costas. Do you have the list?
I don't have any more, but those are the couple of the most recognizable. And we talked about this in the first segment. You might not recognize those people, but you would recognize the songs they've written.
Well, let me tell you about Even Stevens. This guy has written over 300 songs with Eddie Rabbit alone. He wrote almost every hit Eddie Rabbit ever had. And then Costas, a lot of Montanans know him. I believe he lives in Montana part-time. There's James Dean Hicks, Susan Gibson, Randy Montana. Man, that guy is he tears it up on stage.
Yeah.
And then Karen Staley is also there. But then 18 rising songwriters from around the area, some of them from right here in the Flathead.
That's right. Yep. Yeah, we've got all, as you mentioned, we've got all levels of performers, levels of experience. And when that comes together, I think that creative process is just incredible.
WhitefishSongwriterFestival.org to find out more. Okay, talk about Randy Montana. By the way, he was just in Abeyance Bay, or was going to be. He had a voice problem. He actually lost his voice. He had to go on rest to get it back, but I heard he's doing well. And this guy is one of the big rising stars, and I understand he's going to be at that songwriting masterclass.
Yes. A few, you know, like you said, rising stars are going to stop in, give some advice, give some real world, tangible tips to make it, if that's what your pursuit is. If that's what you want to do is write songs, this is the place to be.
And what we want to tell you, too, is Whitefish Songwriter Festival, a production of Rocky Mountain Songwriter Festival. We started talking about our Red Lodge. Mm-hmm. And by the way, that's a 501c3, too, nonprofit. And that brings, again, Parkside Credit Union to that to help things like this and promote it as well. So that's what you're here to do today, to actually promote the festival.
Yeah, absolutely. It means so much more. It's so much larger than Parkside. But yeah, we're all about community, nonprofits. We're going to support things. Everybody's doing a lot right now, and this is one that we really wanted to draw attention to.
So one more time, how people can get a hold of you to talk about the masterclass at the scholarships, and then we'll give some information about the Songwriter Festival and how to get involved.
Sounds great. Yeah, WhitefishSongwriterFestival.org is where you sign up for that masterclass, and the scholarship just comes to you. So like I said, get out there, sign up, and the benefit is yours.
So how will they know they have this scholarship? Just automatic?
Yep, it's automatic. We did it for every participant, so all 20, wow. And they'll get an email, from the class organizers, and to let them know.
Well, once again, thank you so much for being involved in this program. The Whitefish Songwriter Festival, mark the dates, write them down, 16th through the 18th, 2021. Yes, we're going to do it this year in good old Whitefish, Montana. We're talking to Josh Kroll. He's the VP of Marketing at Parkside Credit Union. Josh, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for being here.
Likewise. Thanks, Ross.
And our sponsors here on KJJR, Three Rivers Bank of Montana, and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, and our archives always available on KJJR.com.